Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Junior, Tony, what's going on, man? How are you?
I am well. How about you guys?
Man, we're doing great. At least we were until we got up this morning, because then we got word that Marcell Ozuna,
you big dummy,
was arrested. And it's one of those things where you kind of go, all right, what are the Braves going to do? I don't know if you're familiar with this, so I want to get it out there for you and our listeners again, but it's the second arrest for him in as many years. But this particular one, it happened at 4:30 this morning. He was booked into the Gwinnett County Jail. Again, arrested on DUI charges. Tony, we had a lot of money invested in Marcell Ozuna with this remaining, you know, years on his contract. He's in the second year of a four-year, $65 million deal. What do the Braves do? What do teams do in these situations when you have a player situation like this?
I think it depends on the depth of the seriousness of the situation. Anytime you're arrested, it's not a good look for the organization, and it's a distraction for the team. Guys are going to have to answer questions about it as his absence or whatever the punishment ends up being. Guys will have to answer for it, and so it becomes a distraction. So I think the question is, are the Braves fed up? Because that's ultimately what it boils down to, right? An organization, they'll take on as much as it can until it can't. And so I don't know where the organization is in terms of how tolerable they are to this, but it's certainly not something you want to be dealing with this late in the season as, you know, things start to get pretty serious.
The other thing, Tony, is we just had the biggest series of the year, and this guy sat. He's basically benched because he's been so ineffective at the plate. It's one thing, like, it's the real world we live in. If this guy was batting 300 and raking, we might have a different conversation. But and they've been cutting checks. Obviously, they just took care of Michael Harris, and Liberty Media took care of Austin Riley. But to eat $40 million, I'm not sure. We said earlier, Tony, you almost wish it was like the NFL where the commission could step in and throw him on some kind of, like, timeout, like an exempt list.
Yeah, which is why, ultimately, I don't think he's going anywhere this year. Now, maybe in offseason, you may look to trade him to a team that is willing to take him. But I also think that, listen, guys have bad stretches. They have bad seasons. That doesn't mean that he won't be useful come playoff time. So, you know, he's being sat for a reason. As you said, he hasn't been as effective, but he also has a history of being effective when the lights are at their brightest and the stage is at his biggest. And I'm pretty sure Snitker remembers how well he played last postseason, and, you know, there's still a whole bunch of this season left before you can truly write him off. Certainly the DUI does not help anything.
Tony Gwynn Jr., our guest, guys, we're talking baseball. What's up with the Yankees right now? They're slumping. I mean, they went from gangbusters, and all of a sudden they may set a record to they can't find a way to win.
Yeah, you know, it's really perplexing, right? I mean, this team had been really rolling from opening day on, and they have hit a stretch that I don't think anybody could have really predicted how poorly they would play in this stretch of baseball. And their offense, if you look at it, their offense has been the thing that hasn't, you know, played to the level that they had been all season, and that's been a big reason why they've had success, along with really good starting pitching. You got some injuries starting to pile up on that bullpen. And so this Yankee team looks a little bit different in August than it did, let's say, June and July. And so they're going to have to right the ship. I think they can, as long as they get healthy and this offense gets back to – it's a potent offense. It's an offense that looks to score five a night. I mean, that's how potent their offense is. They just haven't been on that same level here in the last month.
It is Tony Gwynn Jr. with us here, guys, on the WadeFord.com hotline. And, Tony, we get the Astros coming in. And, man, I mean, the Mets get the Phillies. Mets got their own injuries, by the way. They got a bunch of players, including some big role players and some starting pitchers banged up. But the Astros, Carl talked to Dusty Baker today, and Dusty's like, they're approaching like any other game. But how tough – I mean, how good are these Astros? They're right up there with the Dodgers as far as wins.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's in my opinion, it's them and the Dodgers as the best teams in baseball. The Astros – you know, you would think when you lose free agents like they have lost over the last 3 years that eventually you start to see a decline. But that just hasn't been the case. I mean, their starting pitching is excellent. And not only do they have five, they probably have six guys that they can use in that rotation if they need it. Bullpen's been good. All of a sudden, Alex Bregman's starting to swing the bat again. He's gotten hot. He had a huge day in yesterday's game. This team is as good as it gets when it comes to the game of baseball, and Dusty's the one leading the helm.
Tony, I want to talk about the surprise team of the season. When you look at the wild card standings, the Baltimore Orioles are just 2.5 games out. They got a shot to make the playoffs. The crazy thing is they're last in payroll in Major League Baseball. The Dodgers over $207 million. The Mets over $205 million. $24 million payroll, and they could make the playoffs?
Yeah. Listen, I was on a team in 2010 that was very similar to this Baltimore team. You got a bunch of young dudes. You got a bunch of misfits that were in other organizations. And listen, when a team like that starts to play good baseball and they start to believe they're good, there's not a whole lot that can go wrong for them.
I lost you guys there. You guys there?
You still there? Yeah, yeah, we got you, T. So keep going.
I said that when a team like that gets rolling and they start to believe that they're a good ball team, they're a dangerous team. You look at the Baltimore Orioles bullpen, which has been exceptional all season long. At this point in the year, they believe they're good enough to get in the wild card. And so as long as they can stay healthy, because that's the one thing that happens on a team like this, they don't have a whole lot of depth. If one injury happens, it could change the way they play moving forward. But right now you got a bunch of dudes who are trying to show that they belong in the league. And that's a dangerous thing when they start playing well.
It is Tony Gwynn Jr., guys. We're live at Twin Peaks up here in Kennesaw. Tony, we haven't had a chance to talk to you since this went down. I know you covered the Padres. Got to ask you about this, man. Jurickson Profar. What the hell was he thinking down there in Miami? I mean, guy doubles over his head, and then he goes, okay, Scarecrow, you want to play with fire? And then the guy takes the base, goes to third. I mean, you guys had to be pulling your hair out. I know that Manny Machado and some of his teammates were.
Well, listen, I think, you know, that's the TMZ element of sports, right? You see a guy, looks like he's waving a guy on, trying to challenge him. What really happened was, Ha-Sung Kim lined up in the wrong spot. He was supposed to be lined up for third on a ball that was hit over his head. But it's the issue with Jurickson was you can hash that out in the dugout after you get out of this inning. By holding on to the ball, allowed Rojas to take third. And so it looks crazy on TV, right, because it looks like he's challenging the dude to run the third. But really, he was in his right for trying to get Ha-Sung Kim in the right spot, but in all essence, he should have just got the ball in, and they could have talked about that later. It's just one of the things that has gone wrong for the Padres here in the last couple of days.
Can the Padres trust Tatis? Will they trust Tatis moving forward?
That is a really good question. I think that is going to be dependent on how Fernando handles the situation moving forward. I mean, right now there's obviously a breach of trust, right? I mean, in a lot of people's minds, this is the second incident, right? He had the accident during the off season. Now the suspension. You know, people are rightfully so upset, disappointed, but I don't think it has to be the end. I think if he handles this right, he shows some humility, and he's truthful about, you know, there's everything moving forward. I think they can develop that trust again. It's not a death sentence in terms of lack of trust or the trust being non-existent, but it's going to take some time to gain that trust back.
Tony Gwynn Jr., as always, man, appreciate you. Odyssey MLB Insider, Tony Gwynn, here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Make sure you go to Driveway.com. He's brought to you by Driveway.com. That's where you can shop more than 25,000 new and used cars in Driveway's nationwide inventory. Tony, have a great weekend, man. Looking forward to seeing how this wild card chase starts to get more and more interesting as we get to September.
Yeah, you guys have a good weekend. That Braves-Houston series should be a lot of fun to watch.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.